Insects are a new alternative for the Western palate, but whether you decide to eat them, well, that's a personal preference. And so is eating food imported from China. That's what we've heard from listeners after yesterday's interview with consumer writer Mitch Lipka. Mitch Lipka spoke to us about the ever-growing presence of Chinese foods on U.S. grocery shelves. For example, 60% of all apple juice sold in the U.S. supermarkets comes from apples grown in China. The central question we put to Mitch Lipka was, can Americans trust Chinese food?
It's an entirely personal decision. You know, personally, I don't have trust in the food that comes from there, but it hasn't been a big problem in the U.S. market in terms of experiencing problems with Chinese food products.
A lot of you share Lipka's concerns. One listener writing from Washington State says that he has to search the grocery shelves to find apple juice from his own state. Most juice is labeled Chile and China, he says. Another listener said they don't buy food imported from China because they're concerned about corruption in the inspection process. They also pointed out, though, that after hearing about poor working conditions on Florida tomato farms, they're not eating any more American tomatoes unless they come from a local farmer. Just as with eating insects, a lot of the fears are about perception. So we called back Mitch Lipka for a reality check. Haven't most recent episodes of food contamination in the U.S. started in the U.S.?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the biggest problems that you run into in the United States is from ground beef. And that, you know, for the most part, is coming from domestic markets. If you have a grocery store that lets its meat expire and resells it, then people are going to get sick. And that happens completely in your neighborhood. I think also the Chinese food coming into this market is more of a new thing and tends to create a little bit more of a fear of the unknown.
Now, with that in mind, let me tell you about our specials tonight. Deep-fried army ants, a Florida tomato salad, and for dessert, Chinese apple pie. Talk about the omnivore's dilemma.